Welcome to The Week Today, the news of the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronics supply chain for the week ending January 11. I'm Mike Buto, Editor-in-Chief of Printed Circuit Design and Fab and Circuits Assembly. Our top story, manufacturing firms continue to press on with plans to relocate operations to locales outside China. VS Industry is working on a pair of new facilities in Malaysia with a combined 300,000 square feet of production floor space to meet anticipated new orders. The EMS company said the ongoing U.S.-China trade spat has brought, quote, a lot of opportunities as U.S.-based multinational corporations look to shift or diversify their manufacturing base to Southeast Asia. And ATA-IMS will add at least six new SMT lines in 2019 as part of a major expansion, the firm said this week. ATA has purchased multiple buildings in Malaysia with a combined production floor space of almost 400,000 square feet. The deals bring the EMS firm's overall capacity to nearly 1 million square feet of production space. In our top tech story, Swiss scientists have developed a transistor that uses excitons instead of electrons. Researchers at EPFL have found the components can operate effectively at room temperature and produce no extra heat. Companies are pre-announcing new products that will debut at IPC Apex Expo at the end of this month. Among them, new IPC Connected Factory Exchange-enabled MES software from Aegis, a new selective soldering system from Nordson Select, a universal squeegee holder and blade assembly for MPM Edison printers released by Transition Automation. Inspectus will debut Pro-X inspection software. VJ Electronics will showcase the Summit LXI large board rework system. And FKN Systec will debut a PCB depaneling saw. New materials include a low-temperature solder paste from Kester, an underfill epoxy from Masterbond, and a Perylene coating from SCS. Separately, Samtec released a new socket connector combination, and Z0 launched the latest rev of its PCB stackup software. A private equity firm is acquiring EMS firm PCI in an all-cash offer of $150 million. Platinum Equity Advisors made the offer, which represents a 60% premium over the weighted average price of PCI's shares for the 12 months ended in September. In other transaction news, East West Manufacturing has acquired General Microcircuits in a deal between privately held EMS companies. GMI operates manufacturing facilities in Mooresville, North Carolina, and San Jose, Costa Rica. It was the second acquisition by East West in the past 4 months. In September, it purchased Team Manufacturing. In market news, global spending on 3D printing, including hardware, materials, software, and services, is expected to increase 21% year-over-year to $13.8 billion this year, says IDC. Sales of 3D printers alone will reach $5.3 billion this year. By 2022, IDC expects worldwide spending to reach nearly $23 billion, a five-year compound annual growth of more than 19%. Auto sales in China fell 6% year-over-year to 22.7 million units, reports the China Passenger Car Association. It was the first drop in 2 decades. Our final word. A pair of non-governmental organizations are seeking a federal investigation into why toxic contamination continued decades after discovery at a former factory site in Indiana, once owned by Amphenol. The groups are lobbying the U.S. EPA's Office of Inspector General to investigate, following the release of tests that indicate the groundwater and sewer vapors in the town of Franklin, Indiana, contain cancer-causing chemicals. Concerns over the site date to at least the early 1990s. A 1994 risk assessment found the site, quote, did not pose a risk to human health, but may pose a risk at some time in the future. Later, the EPA designated this area for Superfund remediation, but contaminants reportedly migrated to nearby water supplies. According to the letter, the EPA's handling of the site, previously owned by Amphenol, involved, quote, serious mismanagement. Ownership of the site has changed hands through the decades. While some of the contamination has been linked to Franklin Power Products, The EPA also found that former owner Bendix, now Amphenol Aerospace, released VOCs and other chemicals into the environment there. This is yet another reminder of the importance of due diligence both in acquisitions of legacy manufacturing sites and in adhering to best waste handling practices. Blue-chip companies like Amphenol, Flex, and Sanmina are just a few of the firms that have racked up fines and bad publicity that come when cleaning up past messes. Are the expenses of greater oversight really that much compared to the risk of a damaged reputation, not to mention the financial cost? This is Mike Buto for The Week Today.